It's not just big international aid groups who are trying to help survivors of the cyclone in Myanmar. It's also individuals, including Paul Strachan. He's from Edinburgh, Scotland. Strachan has a unique connection to Myanmar, or Burma. He runs a luxury cruise company in the country. He's donating two of his cruise ships to be used as floating hospitals for cyclone survivors. A British aid group named Merlin is involved as well. Speaking from Edinburgh, Strachan told the BBC that his donation was inspired by history.
These ships are actually copies of colonial river cruise ships built by the Irrawaddy Flotilla Company in Scotland in colonial times. And interesting, in the war, when the Japanese invaded Burma, many of these vessels were converted to hospital ships and had big red crosses painted on the roofs so they wouldn't get bombed by the Japanese. And it's funny, it's this exact same process being repeated again. I've talked to the senior Merlin doctor. He's going to turn the bar into an operating theatre. The large dining hall on the main deck will become a sort of trauma ward, the sun deck area, dispensary. They're going to have an ops room down in the sort of ship's office administration area. So I think it converts very, very easily, quickly, virtually no cost involved.
Really just a small cost, which is being funded by former passengers on the cruise ships. The company keeps in touch with old customers by way of email. A long-time visitor to Myanmar, Strachan isn't surprised by the military government's refusal to let international aid groups operate freely in the country.
I think it's incomprehensible to most people, but for the few of us who've lived in Burma, this is just normal. And the way you work in Burma, and the way the Burmese work themselves, you don't ask. You find ways round to do things. And then a lot can be achieved. But confrontation doesn't work. It just winds them up, and they go the other way.
That's Paul Strachan of Edinburgh, Scotland. His company is donating two luxury riverboats to be used as floating hospitals in Myanmar.